Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you join us. Every time you join us, we're blessed with it, and we pray that you're blessed by the things we talk about as well. Today, we have a special treat. Every time Tom Donnan comes on, we really never know where the Lord is going to lead the conversation. He's a great friend of the ministry. He's been on several times, and every time he delivers something new. And Tom, I want to thank you for coming back on the program with us today, buddy. We got a lot to catch up on.
Pastor, you know, we always have a lot of fun when we have conversations, especially when we're swapping God stories. There's just an excitement and a joy in all of that, you know, and it gets contagious. So let's just let the contagion roll.
Amen. Amen. I agree. And, you know, the thing is, folks, if you have not heard one of Tom's interviews, first of all, shame on you. But second of all, you need to go back and look up. Just type in the search bar, Tom Donnan, and you'll see a lot of the different topics that we talk about. But for Tom, for those that have not heard you before or heard your story, I want to start off with the first question I always ask everyone. Tell us a little bit about Tom Donnan.
Well, it's a good story because in 2006, I had that heart attack and died, you know, and God spoke to me in one sentence, he says, it's only while you are on earth that you can work for Jesus. And somebody in the ambulance, because I was already in the spiritual realm, somebody in the ambulance must have yelled, clear, you know, and they shocked me and brought me back. And then I realized, oh, I have extra time to work for the Lord. And that's what I try to do in every way, shape, or form, is try to share Jesus and lift him up and to draw people towards him and to have them blessed. And so that started to motivate my life. There's nothing like a heart attack to motivate you, you know. And so and then I started writing books, and now I am on book number 6. And trying to share the Christian viewpoint or Christian faith in an experiential type of way. You know, we're looking for a manifest God. I mean, as America. America is looking for a manifest God, and they're having a hard time finding him. Well, I'm trying to point him in the direction, hey, he's over here, you know?
Man, that's right.
You know, I had a conversation with a guy in a Bible study just a short while ago, and he was talking about, you know, needs and healings and stuff like that. I said, well, it's in the kingdom. You got to find where the kingdom is near you, you know. You can't be driving down the road, although it could happen, and, you know, say, Lord, you know, if you're out there, I need a healing. You know, you got to find where the healings are moving in the kingdom of God. You know, so I was telling him, I says, yeah, this church that I'm involved in, there are times that people get healed and nobody prayed for him. And his eyes got big, you know, like he'd never heard that before. You know, and I was, I'm like telling him, yeah, you got to come over. This is where it happens. Amen. Yeah, so that's kind of like exposing a manifest God to our society and having them realize that, yeah, he is alive and well, and he does manifest. And once he has a manifestation in your life is changed forever because you know he exists.
That's right. Amen. That is true. Now, you mentioned your new book. We'll just go ahead and tell us about your book and where it can be found and all that. We'll do that before we get into it, because who knows where we're going to be going with this conversation. So we'll do that part first.
Okay. All right. Great. I appreciate this. It's called One Door Between Us, and it's based on a true story of a family that started in 1964 in Farmington, New Mexico. And how they had been praying for revival in that town, and it broke out. And a family received salvation, and then their lives started to change in an extraordinary way. And I follow one character. Her name is Ariel, which stands for Lioness of God, so they can tell you where that's going. No. And how she grows up, and she is impressed by the supernatural because it enters into the family. And one of them was gravely sick, and if they didn't get a healing, that person was going to die. Mm-hmm. And it happened. No, and then it changed the course of their lives and how they bless people. And it goes in an ongoing story, And so now she is the head of a ministry that would like to see the supernatural just explode here in the United States with the giftings and with the healings and God's expression. And so it's a little bit different book. You know, I have a hard time getting people to understand what I like to try to do is to weave the supernatural in there, right? Give people a good look of what happens behind the veil. Yeah. And because I'm an experiential Christian, I have had those experiences to be able to put the pieces together. And so I interweave it in there with little, you know, symbols and numbers and stuff and words and names and their meanings and to try to give people an idea of what it's like to walk by faith and not by sight and be experiential.
Yeah, amen. And Tom, give us your contact information. We'll go over it again at the end. But just you know, in case someone can't stick around for the entire thing, I want to make sure they know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, great. The email address is healingthenation1776@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I have a Facebook ministry page that is called Healing the Nation Ministries. And in both avenues, they can get a hold of me there. And I have an author's page, Tom Donnan, on Amazon.
Amen, amen. And for folks, if you want, we did an interview back in February with Tom just discussing his book, One Door Between Us. So if you want to listen to those interviews, it's episode number 456 and 457. Just type that into the search bar for the podcast, and it'll pop right up. Now, Tom, let's get started. Amen.
All right.
Over the winter, we've seen a lot of snowfall and things like that happening out in the Midwest. And now Nebraska is going through their own natural disaster. You know, I mean, dams have broken, bridges have collapsed, crops and livestock's been lost. What do you see happening out there in the spirit?
Wow, I'm telling you, this is just another kind of like, as they say, brick on the wall of natural disasters that contribute to a financial drain that we are seeing one after another happening in our nation. No, and I always try to reflect back to Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and curses chapter, mm-hmm. you know, and our God is a God of judgment, but I don't say that these things are judgments, at least not at this point. I say they're consequences, you know. And when you get to Deuteronomy 28, it says the first 15 verses, if you do this, God's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. But if you do the next 30, it's not going to work out well for you.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that the people in Nebraska were bad people or not spiritual, but this is happening across our country because our country is really going down a very dark path. And because of that, we are seeing a lot of different things that are happening. And so I think one of the contributing factors that I saw, which I was absolutely stunned, because, of course, it hasn't been on the news much. And so when I started looking into it, I was surprised that one of the major factors was is that the ground was frozen, so the water didn't have any place to go but to run off. Yep. And it started backing up. And as it was backing up, it started spilling over all over the place. And I'm watching these people, but they're very resilient, you know, in the video, and how they're talking about how they're coming together to be able to help. And then you see the caravans or the convoys of people bringing food for the livestock that actually survived this tragedy. No, it's as if there was they understood that they needed help, and they just started loading up. What do they call those? They're like rolls of hay.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be like 5, 6, 7, 8 on a trailer. Yeah. And there'd be trailer after trailer where they're pulling it in because they want to help the people that are there so that they have enough food for their livestock because they need to restart.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, when these floods hit, I mean, it destroyed silos, which is where they store the grain for the livestock, as well as what they're going to plant the next year. All that's been wiped out. I mean, you know, some people, well, yeah, that's pretty bad, you know, flooding and all that. But you don't understand, that's the breadbasket of America.
Yeah.
And not only that, we feed the world from over there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is it's a huge deal. If you know, not just for those involved, because, yes, it's bad enough that they have to start over. They got to rebuild. They have to, you know, I mean, you lose. I've seen on one of the videos, a guy had like 700 head of livestock, and they said, well, how many you got left? He said, 14.
Yeah. That's amazing.
A huge hit.
Yeah, how do you come back from that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a huge hit, and that's just one person, you know, one family. And it's hundreds of square miles. You know, you talk about all the farming and everything going on, not counting all the stores and all that in the cities and the towns that get wiped out. I mean, that is a huge thing. And like I say, you don't hear very much about it on the news. It's like, that's out in the country, you know, all them Republicans and stuff out there, you know, oh, well, you know, but let something happen in two city blocks downtown somewhere, you know, and all of a sudden you got, you know, major news networks, you know, having satellite trucks and all that stuff down there. You know, folks, this is something that is happening in the United States, and as Tom alluded to, it's for a reason. And that, you know, that's not saying, as he said, that, you know, they've done anything that warrants this. But when God starts to bring these remedial judgments, I mean, even Jesus said, do you think all this happened to the 18 people that the Tower of Siloam fell on because they're more evil than anybody else? No, but all this stuff will happen to you if you don't get straight. And, you know, he's using this to get our attention in this nation, because we are definitely, as Don said, we are definitely headed down the wrong path, and we need to get back. Tom, what about, and this is something that really caught my attention, the drift of magnetic north. Now, we all know, you know, from growing up in school and all that, that it moves, and, you know, every so many years they have to realign, you know, whatever. I mean, back when I was in the military, I remember we had to adjust, I think it was 17 degrees off of our maps to true magnetic north in order to, you know, to walk 5 miles through the swamps using a compass and get to where you're supposed to be. You had to know what that set off was as you were reading your maps. But it's moving a lot faster than just, you know, 2-3 miles, you know, a year. It's now up to 34 miles a year and accelerating. What's going on?
Well, I will say that about 5 years ago, I came across this dynamic and how they were redesignating runways because they had to adjust the GPS systems because of that. Yeah. And I took note of it, but then really it didn't catch my attention until recently, where we're starting to see the streams of the magnetic flux changing its position, and they come up with these models, and the models will show about what the drift will be over the next 5 years. Well, it's happening so fast, they can't even hold on to the five-year model. They have to start adjusting it to be able to show where it's going to be soon, because it does have a GPS dynamics, but as well, these streams, these magnetic streams that are coming out of North and South Poles are now starting to come out in other places that they usually don't come out. And so now you're having it affect the weather, you know. And so let's say the air streams, you know, the upper, what do they call those, jet streams, you know, are starting to be affected. But it changes so much, you know. And so you might have something burst through for a while, but then it changes. And so they according to this video that we have posted up there, they're not quite sure what to make of this and what is it the effect is going to be. Now, on the electronics, you know, being the elevator man that I was in the industry for 44 years, you know, it has a set path on north to south, you know, plus to minus. So what happens when that changes? I don't have an answer yet, but I'm concerned that the if we have a current flow in the opposite direction, we'll see a lot of electronic equipment be changed by that or damaged. No, so the drift up north of 34 miles, you know, where's it going to stop? It's just like increasing. It used to be, I think they said 9 miles or five miles and 9 miles.
Yeah. I mean, it showed on the video. It showed a map. From like, what was it, 1900 to 1950, it drifted a grand total of, you know, like 30 miles or something. I mean, it wasn't very much at all. And then from 1950 to like 1990, it drifted maybe, you know, another 50, you know. But then all of a sudden it started picking up speed. And they said now it's headed towards Siberia. And it'll be over there in just like 10 years. Magnetic North, instead of being up in Canada, is going to be in Siberia. You know?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, not only will it affect, you know, the magnetic fields, as you said, you know, it, which affects some of the weather because the radiation is coming in from space. The magnetic field helps repulse that. But it's going to open up holes in it where, you know, some spots on Earth are going to experience higher radiation levels from the sun. And it will affect the electric grid because, you know, I remember building in high school shop, we had to build a little electric motor. And you had to wind the coils one way, you know, the wire, and then the opposite way, the other, you know. And if all that changes, now, like you said, north will be south, south will be north. And since all the electrical grids, including the major, you know, grids in the U.S., are really all electromagnetic, you know, producers, it's all going to reverse. Like you said.
Yes.
And when you start, to give you one example of my how naive I was when I was like 10 years old, I wanted to make an external speaker for my clock radio. So I had this speaker, and I've got the wires, and I tapped into, you know, I spliced it into the wire, and went to plug it in. I had spliced it into the plug, not a speaker wire, right? And when I plugged it in, I mean, the speaker went pow! You know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And my mother's like, "What did you do?" I'm like, "Nothing," you know?
Yeah.
Little did I know, it blew the circuits in the whole house except for my bedroom.
Whoa. Yeah.
But that's what happens when you start messing with electricity and it goes places it's not supposed to go. I mean, it's going to be huge if we lose the electric grid. And,
yes.
Yeah, you know, I remember in the video they said, if I'm trying to remember correctly, the last polar flip is supposed to, like, every 100,000 years or something like that, it happens. But the last one we had, they estimated was like 780,000 years ago. And if it's supposed to happen every 100,000 to 200,000 years, or has happened, but the last one was that long, basically we're overdue. And right now these scientists are thinking, you know, we're going to see it in our generation, and that is going to affect life on this planet. Could it be? Let me just throw it out there. Could it be this is one of the signs that we are nearing the end?
Yes, exactly, because there are so many of them. You have to be blind in order not to see that things are changing so quickly. No, it's as if God's trying to get our attention, and if he gets our attention, then we, you know, start to move back towards him. And if we have a blind eye, we just ignore it and keep on going on as life is normal. And that's not going to happen too much longer with all the different things that are happening. Sooner or later, it's going to touch individual lives, and it's going to become personal.
Yep. And I remember seeing something recently where they're talking about this magnetic change. We talked a little bit about the weather, you know, a little bit. But, you know, what's the big thing in the news today? Climate change.
Yeah.
And the climatologists, for lack of a better word, they all say, we have to do something now. Okay, how are you going to stop the poles, the magnetic poles from flipping? Explain, I change from a carbon vehicle to, you know, a gasoline guzzler to an electric vehicle, how is that going to change the poles from flipping? You know, God is like, you can try all you want to. It is not going to matter one bit, you know?
Yeah. I don't buy into the global warming thing, you know, but I do buy into the changes that are taking place, you know, and that is part of the Matthew 24 and 25 or Matthew 24, where the, you know, when you see these things, and so we're seeing
the beginning of the birth pangs.
You know, the last time we talked, I mean, we were having like 7 point something earthquakes and above, and now it just like tapered off. I can't believe it.
Yep.
And so it's a birth pangs, like you say, you know, and it's been a very quiet time until yesterday. I think there was in the Samoans a 6.5 shake them up down there. And these things are really start to pay attention that we are in, I believe, the end of the end days. But I don't buy into the global warming because they want people to do things that will, how would you say it, bless or not bless, but contribute to one group rather than the majority. But the changes are taking place. And so with the pole shift, you know, if it's 34 miles, who's to say that it couldn't start jumping 50 miles, you know, in a year?
Well, if it's accelerating, it can.
You know? Yeah, it can. Yeah. Yes. And so my kids used to tell me about the, you know, being concerned about the global warming, and I had to laugh. I said, you know, in history, in Krakatoa in 1888, that a volcano exploded in the world went into kind of like a nuclear winter for 2 years because of the ash that was in there, and it cooled the world. Volcano cooled the world for 2 years. So you can't blame it on man, you know, that these things are happening. So I don't buy into that, but the changes definitely are happening.
Amen. And, you know, Bible also talks about, you know, seeing a mountain falling from heaven. Right, that wreaks havoc on the earth. We talked about this before. We are seeing asteroids and meteorites and all that impacting the earth. You know, and you say, well, the reason we hear more about it is because of the way news operates. You know, where it instantaneously can go across the world. There was a huge asteroid just a few months ago that impacted over, I think it was the Siberian Sea, and the scientists knew about it instantly, but they didn't report it to the public for like 3 months or something like that. And it was like 10 times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb, but yet the governments intentionally kept it from the public, even though it had already occurred. You know, we're seeing more and more of this, right?
Yes. You know, it gets kind of scary. The thing is, okay, this one is like, I just found out about this the other day because it's been a lag of information. All right. And what happens is that they got like hours. You know, somebody in a telescope somewhere says, uh-oh, this thing's coming right towards us, you know. Yeah. And we only have like hours or days before it flies by. Now, of course, when they start saying that it's 3.5 million miles, you know, like I don't care. You know, that's like, phew. In astronomical terms, all right, it's not close. But when you got them within 18,000 miles, you know, that's like, you know, one of my hairs on my head, you know, distance, you know, a close shave, in other words. Yeah. And so we've been having numbers of those, but now we got them exploding. You know, one of the things I liked in history was the Tuscanuca event, Tuscanese in the Siberian wasteland, you know, where that thing exploded like in 1909, and 100 square miles of trees were flattened. No, and they said that they could see that fire in the sky for 3 days. And if it wasn't for the fact that it was in a remote area, you know, it could have devastated a lot of the population. So, and so they had this thing over that area of the sea out there, but closer to Russia than any place else. And it kind of took a little while for it to get out because, you know, this would be, if that happened over a city or a populated area, people would have been hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There have been people killed. Yeah, absolutely. And this just wasn't an isolated incident. I mean, like you talk about that one a couple of years back that was in Africa. You know, they seen it coming 8 hours before, you know, it was going to happen. But they were able to calculate almost exactly where it was going to hit and still didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, that was the one where it showed up on a closed circuit camera. You know, in some guy's backyard, you see it streaking across the sky.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Hey everyone, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode with Tom Donnan. Glory to God. I hope you're able to tell Tom and I have a unique, uncanny, spiritual connection that very few people have. I mean, he and I can start talking about something and somehow, some way, the Holy Spirit will take us down a rabbit trail
that just wows us. I mean, we're just like, wow, where did that come from? And Tom is just a chock full of information. I mean, every time he comes on, he's a great friend of the ministry and a great guest on our podcast. Every time he comes on, don't get us wrong, we have a general outline of the things that we want to discuss. But as we get into just the one topic, and at least two or three others, and then we'll go to whatever was second on our list today, and it just continues to grow. It's just simply amazing. It's definitely led by the Holy Spirit, and I hope you're getting the sense of that. I mean, think about, unprecedented flooding in the Midwest. Yeah, these are signs that Jesus said we should be looking for just before his return. And then to talk about the earth pole shift, the magnetic pole shift, something that, is going to be absolutely catastrophic to the human race on earth. What better way to usher in Jesus Christ than to totally turn the world upside down? I mean, isn't that what they said about him in the Bible? He's turning everything upside down. Here you go. You shift those magnetic poles, you just flip them. It's guaranteed to turn everything on its head, and it'll be catastrophic for the human race. Folks, we're all out of time for today. You need to come back and continue listening to our interview. This is just part one of three parts. So come back tomorrow. Till then, this is Pastor Bob Romani. Be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.